You're listening to a Rhino.com podcast. Yes, you are.
I said, Grandpa, what's this picture here? It's all black and white. And it ain't real clear, is that you there? He said, yeah, I was 11. And times were tough back in 35. That's me and Uncle Joe just trying to survive a cotton farm and a Great Depression. And if it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color. Oh, and this one here was taken overseas in the middle of hell in 1943. In the wintertime, you can almost see my breath. That was my tail gunner, old Johnny McGee. He was a high school teacher from New Orleans, and he had my back right through the day we left. If it looks like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, you should have seen it in color.
It's hard to stop that song. It's like listening in church or synagogue. It's like, whoa, this is a religious experience. You're not supposed to talk. Don't look at your BlackBerry or iPhone. Hey, it's Bob Lefstedt for the Rhino Cast, and that's Jamie Johnson in color. Dedicated listeners may know that I got into the modern country music by being in a traffic jam. Dedicated listeners will also know that I'm into satellite radio, and at the time, the two services were separate. This is a couple of years ago, and I had to go to dinner, a birthday dinner for this guy who used to be in the New Monkees. Fascinating story, but a different podcast. At a Turkish restaurant in the heart of Hollywood, and I'm leaving Santa Monica, and it's so bad that I push every button on the Sirius dial just to see what's going on. And all of a sudden, I hit the country station. At the time, 60. It's still 60. And I hear Tim McGraw. And he's good. I go, wait, this is blowing my mind. You know, I'm supposed to hate this shit. And suddenly, I got really into the country music, even to the point where I went to Nashville and they embraced me, etc. But then I read about a year and a half later this article in Newsweek. You know, what's up with country? They're singing about the church. They're singing about McDonald's. They're singing about babies. And that's true. They're so busy pandering to the audience that they're losing their soul. Then you hear this song. Unbelievable. And I went back to Nashville a year ago now, October of 2009, for this IEBA conference. It's a fascinating conference because it's the fair buyers. You know when they have, you know, the band playing, you know, after you eat all the cotton candy and the fried Twinkies, etc.? These are the guys who buy that talent. And they get a lot of people to come out saying, hey, buy me for the fair. And it's fascinating. The previous time they went, they had Styx and they had Alice Cooper. Neither of them performed, but this time they had Chubby Checker, who killed. I gotta tell you, if you ever get a chance to see Chubby Checker, he knows he's Chubby Checker and he only had a couple of hits, but he gets the people up on stage and they love it, whatever. And then Jamie Johnson comes out. I mean, I guess it's the country world. He's got to play the fairs too. He comes out like you called him and he was working on his car. Okay, this is at the Ryman. If you ever go to Nashville, absolutely have to go to the Ryman, you know, where they don't do the big country broadcast now, but they used to, and they had this exhibit with Johnny Cash's boots, which almost, as my mother would say, went up to his pupik, almost went up to his underwear. It was really kind of mind-blowing. Jamie Johnson comes out, okay, and as I say, they no longer do the Grand Ole Opry there, and he does that song. Holy shit. It's one of those things on there. You know, I'll be on my deathbed. I'll go, remember Jamie Johnson at the Ryman? It was really something. And I also feel, you know, people were pulling for him in Nashville. And I know he's doing a new album. This is over the summer. And they talk about a song. I said, oh, I'm a big Jamie Johnson fan. Let me check that out.
Mm-hmm.
headed back to Macon, middle of the Georgia pines. Gotta keep these big wheels rolling to that sweet little thing of mine. I gotta get back to Macon.
Love won't lie.
I gotta get back to Macon.
Love won't lie.
I gotta get back to Macon. Love all night. Look out, Macon, here I come.
There's just so much here. You know, the real quiet intro. And it's got the feeling of that Muscle Shoals record, Barry Beckett, who died. And I was with Phil Ramone the other week, and I was talking about the keyboard intro into One Man's Ceiling is Another Man's Floor. And he says, that's a forgotten track. And I go, not for me. You know, needle, 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 needle. They had the sound like, okay, you know, we're working now, and when we're done, we're going to go home and eat. We're going to drink a few beers. Tomorrow, we're going to get fishing. We'll go fishing. Exactly the opposite of today's music world. Okay, here's my manager. These are the deals I'm doing with the Fortune 500 companies. I'm going to be on GMA tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. They were playing music, and you listen to this record, and it's like they're playing music. And all of a sudden, you hear those girls at the end. Can't you see it? Can't you see a Southern rock band? Okay, you know, whether it be Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I want to talk about Lynyrd Skynyrd a little bit later. You know, they got the three girls in the back going, woo, woo, yeah.
Baby says she ain't crazy about staying home all alone. And the faster I go, the more I know about waiting too damn long. Gotta get back to making
love all night.
Yeah, gotta get back to making
love all night.
I gotta get back to making.
If you ever saw the Allman Brothers in their heyday, okay, that's the same thing, maybe filtered to a steel guitar or a slide guitar, but it's like, wow, this is the opposite of the country music that is dominating the airwaves, where, you know, people wear a hat, you know, and they, you know, and they wear boots. What is it? Brooks and Dunn just woke. I was never a Brooks and Dunn fan. And the guy with that poofed up hair, he got a tattoo that said cowboy. I want to see a cowboy who's got gel in his hair riding the range. I mean, give me a break, okay? Whereas this Jamie Johnson is authentic. You know, I grew up hating country music, okay? But I'm listening to it and go, wow, this is real. This is more real than the rock music. And I bought the track. You know how it is. You're sitting in front of your computer and you're basically hitting, you know, in this particular case, he had an authorized clip on his site, and you're playing it again and again and again. I said, I need to take this with me. I need to go on iTunes and buy this right now because I cannot stop listening to it. That's one of those great Ahmet Erdogan stories. He goes, a hit. It is something. You're lying in bed in your pajamas listening to the all-night radio station, and you hear a song. You got to get up, get dressed, leave your house, and go to the all-night record shop just to buy it. That's how this was. I said, you know, I can get this for free tomorrow. I could talk to the label or somebody, okay? And I can wait till the album comes out. But no, I needed it that badly. Suddenly, the album's going to come out. There's a story in the Wall Street Journal. And I know that sounds crazy. Isn't the Wall Street Journal financial stuff? The Wall Street Journal is completely changing. You know, this is a long conversation unto itself. Do not read the editorial page. Right-wing crap. And unfortunately, they got a lot of politics in there too now. So, you know, don't start with that. Read your New York Times, which you may say is left, but isn't as far from center as the Wall Street Journal is on the other side from center. But if they're writing about business or something, it's the only mainstream publication you can read it and go, that's right. Okay, they write about something I know. I go, they nailed it. The New York Times. They write about it. I go, that's not really the real story. The LA Times is something you let your cat crap on. But they've expanded because they're trying to compete with the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and they have all this arts coverage, and they're saying how great this album is. So I email this guy, Luke Lewis, okay, who runs the label, and I said, you know, I mean, I want to hear it right away. And I said, send it via You Send It. And it's a double album. I couldn't even finish reading the review, even though everyone's emailing me, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I go up in the mountains a couple of days ago, and I'm listening. This is a lot of music, a couple of dozen tracks. And I like it, and I'm enjoying it, and there's a lot of interesting lyrics. I mean, there's, you know, I'm not talking about babies at McDonald's here. It's like, you know, you ripped off my money. I'm a blue-collar guy, and I'm going to come get you. Or I was a rube from the South and I went to California and boy, did I get my head turned around. Now, in this particular case, J.B. Johnson did come to California before he, you know, and did a manual labor job before he became the Jamie Johnson we know. And I'm listening and then all of a sudden I'm walking down in the dark, literally after midnight in Will Rogers Park in Pacific Palisades, California, and I hear this song. Intro. Doesn't it sound like you just woke up in the swamp? You ever have that after a long night of drinking? You wake up and you're alive, but you wish you were dead? That's what this sounds like. And as I say, this is not a production for the radio. They would say, hey, the intro is too long.
I was born by fire in a cold, dark cave in the age of the dinosaur. When a caveman caught his cave woman loving on the missing link living next door. There was crying and screaming and war drums beating in a wave of violence. None of them folks survived but me, and I've been hanging around ever since. I'm a heartache, never see me coming. I'll always take you by surprise. I'm a heartache. Someone I can eat alive. By the time you know I'm on you, buddy, it's too late. I'm a heartache.
Now, so far, you go, okay, good chorus. I like the change after. The feel is unbelievable with the bass. It feels like Alice in Chains' Rooster. You know, Alice in Chains doesn't even make that sound anymore, you know, or The Doors, The End, okay, where it's an opus and you go, oh, I'm really in the mood, but it gets even better.
I watched you taking off tonight and I knew where you were headed to. I saw that sweet young thing you met at that dirty old motel room. I'm gnawing on your pretty little wife, waiting up for you at home. You don't even know it, but I'm just saving you for later. And I can get you all along. Yeah, I'm a heartache, never see me coming. I'll always take you by surprise. I'm a heartache, hungry and hunting for someone I can need and buy. By the time you know I'm on you, buddy, it's too late. Charles and Diana. I say I've had some pretty good days. You may not believe it, but you and me soon, we're about to have some real fun. Cause I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming.
He's gonna be a heartache again in a minute, but you know, when you're hiking the mountains, your mind drifts. You think about what you have to do tomorrow, what you did yesterday. And all of a sudden I say, wait, he's singing from the point of heartache itself. Heartache is personified. And he's, you know, this is the, I'm saying this for like the fourth time. Literally, I think it's the third time in this podcast. This is not what you're getting on regular country radio with Antony and Cleopatra. This guy is a world-weary, experienced, educated, even if self-educated guy. Okay? But the song is still building.
A heartache, never see me coming. I'll always take you by surprise. I'm a heartache, hungry and hunting. Someone I can eat alive. By the time you know I'm on you, buddy, it's too late.
Skinner that's out here with the bride's brother who's singing. Ronnie Van Zant, you've seen those videos where they got like 20 people on stage all playing instruments. Remember, Skinner had three lead guitars and he's up there and he's singing his song and then everybody starts to wail. You got the organist, you got the guitarist. I'm listening in the mouth. I go, what the fuck is this? I got to play it again. There's another dozen and a half tracks I still have to hear. I have to play this again. I get back to my girlfriend's house and said, I got to play it again. I got to play it for an hour straight. I got to write about it. This is so damn good. It's like, this is what we're looking for. The rock acts don't even do this anymore. And the way you have the rave up ending, that's live. You know, you get that feeling. It's not like, okay, well, you know, we're going to cut, you know, 20 different people and we're going to, you know, we're going to figure it out how to fade it out. It's exactly how bands, you know, stop live. Okay, they're looking at each other. Okay, what are we going to do? The guy starts hitting the drums. We're done. It's like, woo! And then two nights later, I'm up on another hike because that's what I do. You can come with me someday. And I'm listening to the second record. There's a black album and a white album. Obviously, it doesn't make a huge difference if you're on MP3s, but if you were to buy the physical disc, there's literally two different discs. Okay, and the song's going on for like 5 or 6 minutes. This is the opposite of, you know, Top 40 world. They're trying to find their groove, and when they're there, they're digging it. Then I hear this one song, which is turns out to be the title track, the guitar song.
I'm just an old guitar in a pawn shop down on the corner. And I'm waiting for somebody to come by and play me now and then. My strings are kind of rusty and I'm a little dusty. But you'd be too if you'd been where I've been.
What's going on here? Okay? It's like I'm hiking, I'm wearing my headphones. It's like there's one guy singing to me. I don't see Perry. So it should be Katy Berry. Jan Berry from Jan and Dean. Maybe they're related. They're actually not. But Katy Perry thrusting her tits out, dancing on stage with Snoop Dogg in the back. It's just like someone singing on the porch and they said, oh yeah, you know, you can sit by, but don't interrupt us.
Did some shows with Haggard back in 1967. And I'm just dying for somebody to come by and play me back home. Yeah, I'm just an old guitar in a pawn shop on the corner. Hey, come on by and listen to my song.
Seen at least a million of those tiny smoky barrooms, and I've helped to heal some heartaches, and I've helped to sell some beer. And the last one that held me just couldn't wait to sell me, and for $28 left me hanging here. But I dream about the spotlight and the roaring of the people, and I wonder if I'm ever gonna hear them sing along. I'm just a guitar in the pawn shop on the corner. Hey, come on by and listen to my song.
Now, of course, you're going to say, hey, this is kind of like the other track, you know, where the guitar is personified and, you know, these talking. But that's not how the whole album is. And the point is, it's an album. Generally speaking, I would tell acts not to make albums anymore. I know I love the classic albums of the past as much as you do. But the key now is to put out a steady stream of product to keep your core fan satiated. But stumbling on this Jamie Johnson album, you go, whoa, it's like stumbling onto the Dead Sea Scrolls or, you know, or finding an oasis in the desert. Here are these guys who are not begging me to listen. And all of a sudden, I'm just here and I'm stumbling in. And this is completely authentic in an inauthentic age. Now, it's going to take me months to completely unpack this album and be able to understand. I'm listening right now and I go, God, you know, the lyrics reminded me of Bad Blake, that Jeff Bridges movie. He deserved the Oscar. The movie was good, but not as good as this song. So I want you to check Jamie Johnson out, even if you think you don't like country music, because this is real music. This is credibility. This is done from the heart, and you need to be exposed to it. Till next time, it's Bob Lefsetz for the RhinoCast.
You've just listened to a Rhino.com podcast. Visit Rhino.com for music, movies, and all kinds of crazy shit.